In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. God of hosts, who so kindled the fire of charity in the heart of St. George, your martyr, that he bore witness to the risen Lord, both by his life and by his death, grant us through his intercession, we pray, the same faith and power of love, that we who rejoice in his triumph may be led to share with him in the fullness of the resurrection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God for ever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the Apocalypse. I, John, heard a voice shout from heaven. Victory and power and empire forever has been won by our God, and all authority for his Christ. Now that the persecutor who accused our brothers day and night before our God has been brought down, they have triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the witness of their martyrdom, because even in the face of death they would not cling to life. Let the heavens rejoice and all who live there. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, by faith we are judged righteous and at peace with God, since it is by faith and through Jesus that we have entered this state of grace, in which we can boast about looking forward to God's glory. But that is not all we can boast about. We can boast about our sufferings. These sufferings bring patience. As we know, and patience brings perseverance, and perseverance brings hope, And this hope is not deceptive, because the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which has given us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I am the vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that bears no fruit he cuts away, and every branch that does bear fruit he prunes to make it bear even more. You are pruned already by means of the word that I have spoken to you. Make your home in me as I make mine in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit all by itself, but must remain part of the vine, neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me, with me in him, bears fruit in plenty. For cut off from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is like a branch that has been thrown away. He withers. These branches are collected and thrown on the fire, and they are burnt. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask what you will, and you shall get it. It is to the glory of my Father that you should bear much fruit, and then you will be my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
England doesn't go to town in celebrating and keeping its patron. I wonder how many public buildings today
will be flying the flag of St. George. And it's not altogether clear how St. George came to be adopted as the patron of England. But he is also the patron of soldiers, Boy Scouts, the patron of Cyprus and Catalonia in Spain. So who was St. George? Veneration for him as a soldier has been widespread from early times, and its centre was in Palestine at Diapolis, now Lydda. It was from there that he was probably martyred at the end of the 3rd or the beginning of the 4th century. The legends surrounding St. George represent him as a knight from Cappadocia who at Cyllene rescued a maiden from a dragon, which led to the baptism of thousands of persons. After a number of miraculous happenings, George fell victim to Diocletian's persecution, being tortured and beheaded at Nicomedia for his Christian faith. And we think, of course, of the many who were baptized after George rescued the maiden from the dragon. And Jesus tells us in the Gospel that he is the vine, we are the branches, and that we are to make our home in him, just as he makes his home in us. The sacraments of baptism and confirmation, and of course holy orders, are received only once in one's lifetime. But they are about being a witness to the risen Christ, bringing his light and peace to others and to the different situations we find ourselves in. Put quite bluntly, we can say this is the stuff of the martyrs, because to be a martyr, a witness, is about being joined to the true vine, Christ, and living the life of Christ, living the life of grace, which is the nourishment that passes life onto the believer and enables him to yield fruits of eternal life. St. Paul lists the fruits of the Spirit. The daily living out of these virtues, patience, kindness, trustfulness, gentleness, and self-control, in many ways require martyrdom, witness to God. So may the witness that St. George gave, indeed of other martyrs, inspire us and fill us with hope. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you.
So let us make our profession of faith as we sing the Creed.
Et adunt Deo, Padre omnipotentem, Factor Angelii et Dei, Visibilia Omnium, et Invisibilium.
Et in bonum Dominum, Iesum Christum, Filium Dei unigenitum,
et est Patre natum, ante omnia secula.
Deum Dei Deo, nostrum salutem, descendit de caelis,
et incarnatus est Spiritus Sancto, ex Maria Virgine, et homo factus est.
Crucifixus et siam pro nobis, sub Pontio Pilato, passus et sepultus est.
Et resurrexit et sia dies, secundum scripturas.
Et ascendit in caelum, sedet ad exterum patri.
Et iterum venturus est cum gloria, judicare vivos et mortuos, cuius regni non erit finis.
Et in spiritum sanctum dominum, et vivificantem, qui ex Patre Filioque procedit,
qui cum Patre et Filio separatur, et cum glorificatur, qui locutus est per prophetas.
Et unam sanctam catholicam, et apostolicam ecclesiam, et expecto resurrectionem mortuorum,
et vitam venturi securi.
With joy and confidence, we place our needs and those of the community before Almighty God. For the Church, Pope Francis, all bishops, priests, and missionaries, may they be given the courage and strength to bring the good news of Jesus to all peoples. Lord, in your mercy, for all who live in the shadow of warfare, violence, occupation, and injustice, that world leaders find a way of achieving peace and letting the light of the Lord's love dispel the darkness of our world. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For young men and women, may they be generous in their response in following Jesus in the religious life and the priesthood. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For Brother Miguel of Lurin, may God bless, guide, and protect him on the day of his simple profession. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
In prayer, we turn to Mary, the Mother of God, as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Lord God, we ask you with confidence to listen to these prayers of your humble servants and to grant them out of your infinite mercy and compassion. We make them as we make all our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Receive, we pray, O Lord, the sacrifice of conciliation and praise, which we offer to your majesty in commemoration of the blessed martyr, St. George, that it may lead us to forgiveness and confirm us in constant thanksgiving through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you are glorified when your saints are praised. Their very sufferings are but wonders of your might. In your mercy you give ardour to their faith, to their endurance you grant firm resolve, and in their struggle the victory is yours, through Christ our Lord. Therefore all creatures of heaven and earth sing a new song in adoration, and we with all the host of angels cry out, and without end we acclaim.
Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Salvator. Venis Concedi et Terra Gloria Tua, Hosanna in Excelsis, Benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini, Hosanna in Excelsis.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world.
For by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Saviour's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your Church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign for ever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let us offer one another the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Let us adore us in
Let us pray. Rejoicing on this festival day, O Lord, we have received your heavenly gifts. Grant, we pray, that we who in this divine banquet proclaim the death of your Son may merit with St. George to be partakers in his resurrection and glory, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.